Letitia James taunts Trump with daily updates on six-figure interest added to $354.8 million fine. By Christina Wong on February 27, 2024. New York Attorney General Letitia James, who ran for office vowing to take down former President Donald Trump, has been taunting him ex about the $354.8 million fine imposed on him since she won against him in a county court 2 weeks ago. Trump is planning to appeal the judgment in the civil fraud case, which accused him of inflating his net worth to get favorable bank loans, which he paid back. However, Trump must first pay the $354.8 million fine ordered by Manhattan Supreme Court Judge Arthur Engoron before he can appeal. He is also being charged interest that is expected to reach $100 million. James has been posting each day's additional interest on X, as highlighted by the Washington Examiner's Byron York, who posted. NYAG Letitia James, who ran for office promising to bring down Donald Trump, is now taunting the former president by posting on X each day's additional interest in the massive judgment she won against him. Could be premature, given Trump's appeal, but she seems to be enjoying it. James has said she is prepared to seize former President Donald Trump's assets if he is unable to find cash to cover the fine. She said in an interview with ABC News last week, "If he does not have funds to pay off the judgment, then we will seek judgment enforcement mechanisms in court, and we will ask the judge to seize his assets." When asked about Trump's defense that the banks were paid back for all loans and there were no victims in the case, James sidestepped the question. "He engaged in this massive amount of fraud. It wasn't just a simple mistake, a slight oversight. The variations are wildly exaggerated, and the extent of the fraud was staggering," she argued. She then raised a hypothetical situation, saying, "If average New Yorkers went into a bank and submitted false documents, the government would throw the book at them, and the same should be true for former presidents." James said she was eyeing Trump's building on 40 Wall Street, known as the Trump Building. "We are prepared to make sure that the judgment is paid to New Yorkers. And yes, I look at 40 Wall Street each and every day," she said. Legal scholar Jonathan Turley called the ruling confiscatory, extreme, and abusive. "Is it all Biden? Trump says Biden admin behind all court cases against him." She also gloated about her, columnist E. Jean Carroll's, and embattled Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis's cases against Trump, saying, "Someone once told me if you want something done, give it to a woman." A judge in the Carroll case ordered Trump to pay $83.3 million for defamation against her. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.